Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
New batch of Biden papers.
The number of classified documents is larger than initially believed.
Airport chaos.
This is a huge wake-up call for a problem that's existed for more than 30 years.
California's deluge.
It was really devastating to see your town in that level of destruction.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. More material marked classified has been uncovered from President Biden's time as vice president. Correspondent Adriana Diaz says it's led to more questions from Republicans.
CBS News has learned new documents marked classified were found at least one additional location. We don't know where that second location is or what was found there. A source tells us that the president was informed of the initial discovery of sensitive documents, which included briefings and some highly classified material, on November 2nd, the day they were found. The White House didn't disclose that information until this Monday, more than 2 months later, after questions from CBS News. The White House has yet to address the second location, when those documents were found, and how. GOP leaders are alleging a double standard 5 months after the FBI executed a search warrant at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home that yielded over 100 documents marked classified.
Airlines are looking to bounce back from yesterday's problems that caused 1,300 flight cancellations and more than 10,000 delays. This woman at Charlotte's airport.
People were scrambling and a lot of people were just trying to figure out what they were going to do next. Some people got a car and decided to drive.
An apparent corrupted database file caused a nationwide ground stop for a while. It affected the system that gets safety-related information to air crews. CBS's Chris Van Cleave spoke yesterday with Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
We're going to own it, we're going to find it, and we're going to fix it.
Do people need to worry about another failure like this tomorrow?
Well, what people need to know is that we will not allow anything to take place that is not safe. But this is precisely why our focus right now is on understanding, identifying, and correcting anything related to the root cause of how this happened in the first place.
Now to California, CBS's Carter Evans has more on storms that have cut power and sent floodwaters into people's homes, and a forecast that's ominous.
It's a race to clear the roads before the rain begins again. Rescue teams in Sonoma County found one woman deceased in her submerged vehicle as floodwaters overwhelmed roads in wine country. She's one of at least 18 people killed by the series of severe storms. In the Bay Area, Jose Alvarez spent the day emptying rain buckets after 70-mile-per-hour winds tore the roof off his apartment.
Before we knew it, there was water just pouring inside.
The water came up to here.
Howard Berman is still cleaning up after river water flooded his home.
It was just covered in rushing water.
Near San Luis Obispo, the heartbreaking search continues for 5-year-old Kyle Doan on what would have been his first day of kindergarten. He slipped from his mother's arms during a rescue attempt in a flood.
His last words to me was, "Mommy, just be calm and everything will be okay."
The suspect in the killing of 4 University of Idaho students is due in court today. CBS's Lily Luciano spoke to one of his neighbors.
Nothing seemed out of the ordinary.
One of Brian Koberger's neighbors told us the suspected killer spoke to him about the murders. The neighbor asked not to be identified.
He brought it up in conversation, asked if I had heard about the murders, which I did, and then he said, "Yeah, it seems like they have no leads. It seems like it was a crime of passion."
In one previous conversation, he said Koberger asked him if he'd be able to kill someone as a member of the military. The neighbor told us he'd mentioned watching Netflix's drama series about Jeffrey Dahmer, allegedly prompting Koberger to share how rare serial killers are.
Two New York City hospitals have reached tentative contract agreements with about 7,000 striking nurses. The walkout began on Monday over money and staffing levels. Nurses are returning to the job today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you can have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Damar Hamlin is now home from the hospital in Buffalo, continuing a recovery from cardiac arrest that doctors have called remarkable. Bills coach Sean McDermott.
Obviously grateful first and foremost that he's home and with his parents and his brother, which is great. I'm sure it's felt like a long time since he's been able to be home.
Doctors say Hamlin will rehab with the NFL team's medical staff. And there's health news this morning about First Lady Jill Biden.
The President and First Lady spent more than 8 hours here at the Walter Reed Military Hospital. Doctors expected to remove a single lesion from above Jill Biden's right eye, but they ended up removing three, including one on Dr. Biden's chest. Two of the lesions have been confirmed as cancerous basal cell tumors. The White House physician notes such basal cell cancers do not tend to spread, and that in the First Lady's case, all the cancerous tissue has been removed. Dr. Biden is said to have some facial swelling and bruising, but we're told she's in good spirits and feeling well. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News at the Walter Reed Military Medical Center.
The government says the U.S. birth rate is continuing a decline that's been a trend now for decades, and nearly half of all American women under 45 are childless. New York Republican Congressman George Santos is facing investigations and calls for him to resign, but he remains defiant.
Will you step down?
I will not.
The New York Republicans are calling you a disgrace.
The latest demands for his ouster come from members of his own party.
He has no place in the Nassau County Republican Committee, nor should he serve in public service, nor as an elected official.
Long Island Republican leader Joseph Cairo says Santos's lies about his background weren't mere fibs. He says he disgraced the House of Representatives. What do Mick Jagger, Ozzy Osbourne, and Donny Osmond have in common? They're among the scores of musicians and celebrities paying tribute to the late guitarist Jeff Beck, who has died at 78. Beck's being called influential, imaginative, and Rod Stewart said he was so good he was on another planet.
He was a master on the guitar. Jeff Beck's riffs were legendary in the world of rock. He first earned fame as a member of the 60s group The Yardbirds. And I know if she had me back again. There would be numerous memorable hits. Hey. He played alongside legends like Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton. He nearly joined the Rolling Stones. Jeff Beck died from bacterial meningitis. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
A rising Hollywood star is explaining why he can't leave the king behind.
I basically went straight from the show to the airport to Quentin's office.
That's Austin Butler before he shot Elvis. This is the actor accepting a Golden Globe this week for his starring role.
I cannot believe I'm here right now. Lisa Marie, Priscilla, I love you forever.
Twitter users were quick to call it cringe, but Butler says after making the movie his sole focus for 3 years, Elvis' voice is a part of him now. He says it's like living in another country for a long time. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Tennis star Naomi Osaka reveals on social media she's pregnant. She included a picture of an ultrasound and says she hopes to return to the Pro Tour in 2024. Osaka, the former world number one, has been public about mental health struggles and had a rough season last year. She hasn't played a competitive match since September. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.